Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 1 to 7. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them, while the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease, because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets, when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Amen.
Hello again, and welcome to Let the Bible Speak. This is the radio broadcast ministry of Calgary Free Presbyterian Church. And my name is the Reverend Paul Backhurst, and I am your host for the weekend edition, and this is the first part of our two-part weekend programming. Now, every year in the majority of Western countries, there's a time to remember those who have fought and died for our freedoms throughout the many years, and especially in the Great War, the First World War, and the Second World War, as well as the other conflicts that have happened. It is the Lord himself also who tells us often to remember things that we already know. In the Ten Commandments, for example, we have the command, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. A reference to the fact that from the very beginning, there has always been a Sabbath rest given to man. And so God is reminding Israel to keep the Sabbath as they had done, even before the command was given in Exodus chapter 20. And the text that we'll be looking at this weekend is taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 12. And that begins with a very clear statement, a clear command, saying to everybody, and especially to younger people, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Which to those who are no longer in the category of youth seems like an obvious thing to say. But as other people also say, youth is wasted on the young. Well, with age comes wisdom. Wisdom because you've survived being a young person. You have survived your emotions and your passions and your foolish mistakes. There are many that don't, but you have, and so you've become old and wise by experience, as well as any wisdom that the Lord has been pleased to grant you. But this word of wisdom that comes from the Lord's word is directed at those who lack wisdom. Now, most young people don't like to hear that, but foolishness is in the heart of the youth, the Lord says. And again, that's because of a lack of experience, but also a great swelling pride. So those two mixed together can make young people make the rashest of decisions and be so foolish as to forget their own Creator and Saviour in the days of their youth. And so it would appear that this message is very much directed to the younger ones listening. And what is youth? Well, of course, youth nowadays is such a broad term. Most people would say, you know, I'm in my later youth and they're approaching their 40th birthday. Youth just means a young person. So it would include children, teenagers, those in their 20s. But anybody who will listen to that command and that exhortation to remember now thy Creator, just that part of it will be applicable to everybody who listens to this radio program. So we listen to that first part of the message. We've heard Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verses 1 to 7 already read out by my son Calvin. And now we go to our pulpit in Calgary Free Presbyterian Church and hear the first part of the message entitled Remember Salvation Before It Is Too Late.
Lest I forget Now, in the UK and other places today, because it is the Sunday just before Remembrance Day, we would consider the remembrance of God and the remembrance of the fallen. There would be a time of silence. There would be a time to consider all of those sacrifices that were made for our freedoms. But here in Canada, it seems to be somewhat different. It's not really in the churches. And yet I would like to bring this word this evening and to cause you to remember this. That in the introduction to this word of God this evening, that there have many fallen in wars throughout the ages for the freedoms that we have, to gain the freedoms and to maintain the freedoms that we enjoy. And when we consider war and death and sacrifice and conflict, they're dreadful matters. Whether you're directly involved as a member of the military, or that you're a civilian and you're caught up in the civilian conflict, okay, in this continent, that hasn't been much the case in the last century at least, but certainly in Europe that has been the case and elsewhere. But whatever the armed conflict is, eventually one of the warring parties must surrender and must sue for peace. They must seek that peace and raise that white flag that is needed. And do remember this, that all such conflict that we see in the world and we know from our history lessons at school has all been caused by what? By your and my sin. Your and my sin as members of this one human race. We're all responsible. Yeah, Adam fell, but we fell in Adam and with Adam. And we're no different from our fallen father. So it's all the result of our own wickedness and our own rebellion against moral good and moral truth and the truth of God. And that is the curse of our sinful estate in which we live, our sinful condition, since we fell into misery and sin. But it is also vitally important that we're never to forget this truth, that there is a future conflict to be faced. There is a future war that we will never win unless we sue for peace now. Remember thy Creator. Remember now thy Creator. Because there is a righteous enemy against every unrepentant sinner. When we think of enemy, we think of bad things, but this is a good and righteous enemy. For as he says in Psalm 96, in verse 13, for he cometh to judge the earth. And for the unrepentant sinner, he is a great enemy. And he's great in both ways. He's a wonderful enemy, and he's the greatest enemy for the unrepentant sinner, for the rebel, for the hater of God. For he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness and the people with his truth. That is a picture. That is a promise. That is a word of prophecy that shall be fulfilled of your Creator coming as your judge. Hence why our text this evening is looking to deliver you from that final, complete, and eternal and painful end. Having made your own Creator, you, having made your Creator your enemy. And yet see the word of mercy that comes forth from the pages of Scripture as your Creator comes to you with words of mercy, with a command of mercy. In other words, do not be lax, do not be lazy concerning your own precious soul. Do not be unconcerned. Do not be careless. But have a heart and have a care for your own eternal good. But listen to God's call tonight, where he says, remember now thy Creator. And the title of this message is remember salvation. Remember salvation before it is too late. Because as our text is talking, there are times that it's too late. The time is moving on. Time is your great enemy. And if you have not made peace with God, God will remain your righteous enemy. Remember salvation before it is too late. And we see firstly, remember now. Remember now, the first two words of verse 1. And it's a commanded remembrance that we see. A commanded remembrance. Remember, a divine command. This is what the Lord says to us all. He says this evening, and he commands us. It's not a suggestion. It's not an opinion. It's not a take it or leave it. It's a command. Remember now thy Creator. A clear heavenly command made to every human being. Remember now. God's Spirit has breathed in to Solomon who's written down on this paper in his years of study and here in Ecclesiastes, his later years as he comes back to the Lord, having backslidden for a long time. It's a commanded remembrance, so you must do what the Lord says, but it's also a constant reminder. Remember now, remember today, while today is today, and then tomorrow is also today. You remember every day, remember your God, keep Him in your thoughts at all times. And remembering this, that all our time is not our own. It's a gift of God. Hence why our deacon prayed that the Lord has given us 7 days and we give one back according to His command to spend time with Him and His people and to do those acts of necessity and mercy that we ought to do. It's God's time. God has given it to us and God says, remember me now. Every second of every day, have me in your thoughts. But then he adds this, he says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And so speaking to the young amongst us, and of course most middle-aged and people who are aging are in denial about their age. And so let me speak to you all as young youth and middle-aged youth and older youth, such is our society. But seriously, he speaks to those who are young of age, that we are to take care to remember our Creator in the days of our strength, in the days of our youth, in the days of our agility and ability, in our clear eyes and our clear thinking and clear hearing, which is what the remainder really of the verses are talking of. And so what is youth then specifically? It speaks of childhood. It speaks of the teenager. It speaks of the young adult. It speaks of the adolescent. And adolescence goes up to 30 and beyond 30, just to give an idea. But as they say, you're only as young as you feel. But the Lord is making a point here to the young. So the younger of age in this congregation, be aware that God commands you that you remember your Creator and that He has His eye upon you in a most special way. Do not forget Him. But fill your heart and mind full of Him. And if you're no longer a youth, then you take that initial command. Remember now thy Creator. Remember Him now. It's a commanded remembrance. It's a constant reminder, but it is a condemned reality. It's a condemned reality that God, our Creator, has to command us, has to remind us, as it were, to remember Him, the source and the cause of our life, the sustainer of our life. Because the terrible problem and the terrible truth is that we do not remember Him at any age of life. That we so easily forget Him that has caused every heartbeat within the last minute to occur, every breath, every process in the human body here has been caused by our Creator. We're sustained by Him. But we are often indifferent. We often ignore our Creator. We ignore the Lord, who is our God. And you can, days can pass by without a thought, without a morsel or a crumb of gratitude to God for all that He does. Now, Saint, you will recognize this in your own heart. You who are the holy ones of the Lord, those who are the saved of God, you'll recognize this because there is a deadness in the flesh that is still evident. That we can pass by hours, I trust not days, but hours busy with things of the world. But as God is pleased to draw us back to Him, we do think on Him. And that is a grace, that is a mercy of God to warm our hearts again. You know, we often talk of human rights in politics and in the media. There's talk of human rights, but there are rights which are far more important than human rights. And they are the Creator's rights. And that's really what the Lord is speaking of here. I have a right to be remembered. I have a right, this is the Lord, has a right for you to take cognizance, to pay attention to Him and to listen to His word and to obey His word. For He is not only your Creator and your sustainer, but when you're in sin, He is your enemy. His wrath is upon you. And God is well within His rights to demand our attention, to demand our obedience, also to demand our worship, to demand our money, to demand our whole lives. And therefore we are always to be mindful of our God, who is our Creator. And yet we shamefully do not think on Him. We do not remember Him because we willingly forget Him. And so remember that God is your Creator. This Jehovah, this triune Jehovah that we meet in Scripture, that He is your Creator, that He is your God, and that you owe your God your life. You owe your God everything. You also owe your God your memory and your mind and your heart. Because the Hebrew understanding of the word mind, and when we think of remember, we think of mind. When they think of mind, they think of heart. And when they think of heart, they think of mind. So that one word has both together. The very core of who you are is to remember now thy Creator. So besides being a clear command to remember now, our text continues to command in different ways. And really verses 2, 3, all the way up to verse 6 are really building out and describing and illustrating all that we see mentioned in verse 1. And in different ways, and different ways of looking at these things, different angles. Now we're not going to go word for word through each of these verses. There is much imagery, there is some overlap, but we can consider this, that we're to secondly to remember while. Remember while. While what? Well, we see the first while there in verse 2. While you have time. I suppose the first one is in verse 1, second part of verse 1. While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So remember while you have time. And specifically, while you're young. While you're young, before you're aged. Because the days of old age here are called the evil days. The days when things don't work anymore. Days of pain and days of stiffness. Days of too little sleep, days of too much sleep. And all those various effects of old age on the human body. And such effects of age, such matters, medical and likewise, they have a negative effect on the body. And so much that you would say, I have no pleasure in them. I know people who are of old age, and they cannot wait for the Lord to call them home, for they have no pleasure in them anymore. They have a pleasure in the Lord, but in the effects of sin and misery, which we see in the aging of the human body, they have no pleasure in them. And of course, the older you get, the quicker time seems to flow. When you're a youngster, when you're really young, your life, it seems to stand in front of you like a whole eternity. But the older you get, time, does it not? It flows quicker and quicker. And a decade goes by as quickly as a summer vacation did when you were young. And that's why when you are young, when you are in your youth, when you're in your youthful years, that you must flee to your God and to your Creator before the body, before the heart, before the mind become hard and old, before it's too late. Before it's too late to love the Lord. Before it's too late to serve the Lord. For what is it with a life that is saved just before death? Hallelujah for that soul that has received the mercy and the grace of God. But where is that service for the Lord Jesus Christ? It is good that you remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, that you will be brought out of the madness of sin and the foolishness and the lies of the world, and that your eyes will be open to the truth of Jesus Christ, that you will love Him and serve Him all your days, and that the Lord will grant you many days to serve Him. We considered the passing away of the Lord's servant, the Reverend Dr. Alan Kearns, given a long life, became a minister in his 20s, and was enabled by God's grace for many, many years, probably 50 and above, to serve the Lord. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Remember now, this evening. Remember this evening thy Creator, young one, young adult, young teenager. So while you have time, remember now your Creator. But secondly, and we see that in verse 2, while you can still read the Bible. What do I mean by that? Verse 2 is, while the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. What happens after the rain? Well, normally the clouds are emptied and the clouds have disappeared and we have clear blue sky, as we tend to have here in Alberta. But no, while you have good eyesight, while you're young, while you can see clearly, while you do not have cataracts of cloudiness of vision, while the book of nature can be read clearly and while the book of God's revelation is there to be read, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. You know, many people, when they get old, they can no longer read the Bible. They can no longer read anything. The eyes are so dim, So how will they read about Christ and the gospel? Well, they need someone else, but this is the wonderful gift that God has given to mankind, to have the word written down. Reading in general is a gift, but the reason why the Lord gave that was for the Bible, that we could read the Bible and we'd have this word to rebuke us, to correct us, to open up who Jesus is for us, to discover that our God is our Heavenly Father in Jesus, and all these wonderful truths of how the Lord loves His people, preserves His people, delivers His people. But if you can't read that, how will you be comforted? How will you be converted? How will you grow in the knowledge of Christ? When I was an assistant in my fourth year of studies, I worked in a church there in Ulster, in County Down. And I used to visit an old lady. I used to visit a number of people from the congregation. But this old lady, she wasn't actually a part of the congregation. She was the aged mother of a family in the congregation. And by accident, I knocked on her door. I thought it was their side door, but it was a sort of granny flat, as we call them, and an apartment for the aged mother. And so I was invited in. And as I visited her a few times, it was so a joy to visit her, because this lady was almost blind and she couldn't read the Bible. And she missed not being able to. She could hardly see the television. She could hardly see anything. And that's why I felt it my duty every time I visited her to remind her how good looking I was. She couldn't even prove that, if it was true or not. But that was just our little joke. But I must say, I found it an absolute privilege and an honor to open up the scriptures for this dear saint who couldn't see a word of the living God anymore, and read the scriptures to her and pray with her, and see the Lord touch her by His own precious word. A privilege it was. But young people, you have clear eyesight. You can open the scriptures whenever you want to. You can read them. You can understand them. You can believe them. And therefore, remember now, thy Creator in the days of thy youth, when your eyes still work and you can read the Bible. And reading the Bible, understand it, study it, believe it.
Salvation. scale the highest mountain and descend the deepest sea. But no one could ever measure God's great love at Calvary. Love of Christ so pure and tender, love so merciful and free, far beyond all comprehension is the love of Christ for me. May try to live without him and his beauty never see. I shall ever sing his praises for the love he gave to me. Love of Christ so pure and tender, love so merciful and free, far beyond all comprehension is the love of Christ.
You have been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio broadcast ministry of Calgary Free Presbyterian Church. It is our earnest desire and prayer that the Lord has been pleased to bless you with the going forth of his word, that the Lord will be pleased to convict and convert those who are outside of Christ and therefore under God's wrath. We do also desire that God's people will be edified in the truth of the scriptures, that they will learn more of Jesus Christ, whom to know is life eternal. Now, Calgary Free Presbyterian Church is located in Calgary, and our address is 123 Pinetown Place, Northeast. It's in Calgary, Alberta. Our postcode is T1Y for Yankee, 5J for Juliet 1. Our regular services are 10 a.m. on the Sunday morning for the adult Bible class. So that's a time of teaching in Reformed doctrine for adults. 11 a.m. is our time of morning worship. And then at 6 p.m. is the second and a different service for our time of evening worship. Also at Tuesday at 7 p.m. we have our weekly Bible study and prayer meeting. Now, with the present new lockdown restrictions, place is limited to our regular congregants. But we trust in the will of the Lord that these restrictions will be lifted soon. Let us pray to that effect. In any case, may the Lord be pleased to protect and to bless and encourage and save to his glory and for your eternal good. Thank you for listening. May God bless you and yours. Amen.